You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, just about the only thing people are talking about in terms of overseas politics at the moment is the Biden-Trump debate and the complete train wreck. And so you can hear the chuckle. You know who I've got on the line. Listeners, I've got Bruce from Maryland back. Bruce, how are you?
Well, good day from the USA. Yeah, things are good. Yes, the debate is all anybody could talk about here, too.
Talk us through it. What's your impressions?
Well, my wife and I sat down to a much anticipated debate. Sat down and within the first 2 minutes, our jaws were sitting on the ground, going, "Oh my gosh, what are we going to do?" But he made it through 90 minutes, and the legacy media, the ABC, NBC, CBS, there are networks, are just hubba-da-hubba-da-hub. They've kind of lost their luster a little bit. They've been so fixated on Trump, and meanwhile the Democrat Party has been hiding Biden, and now it shows. And it's like the old story we've all heard about the emperor's new clothes, where we all know he doesn't have any on. So yeah, that's all we're talking about.
Where would you like to go with this? Yeah, can I pick up on one point there? Because from down here, and I'm sure it's been the same in America, that, yeah, legacy or mainstream media has been telling us that Biden's perfectly fine. But for pretty much the rest of the world, we've noticed his cognitive decline. He's not in good shape. So it's as if the media has been gaslighting us for a long time, blaming us as being ageist or anti-Democrat or we're Trumpers or something. I mean, it's been absolutely obvious. I mean, are people angry at CNN and MSNBC and all these other outlets for effectively, I'm going to be bold, for lying? They've been hiding the truth or trying to, and telling people off.
Well, I don't know. There's everybody's saving face. The legacy media is they have obviously been covering, and I think this is going to be a real sore. Their credibility is shot. But heck, there was so many other quote scandals. The whole Russian thing, it wasn't true. The laptop isn't true. It's another tick. You know, you go, there's another one. You know, but this is serious. So people are going to be angry. We talked last time about the primaries. Well, I think the Democrats have painted themselves in a corner because they had no primaries. And as we talked about, primaries are kind of like the playoffs, if you were to equate it with sports. The Democrats took their champion and said, we're not going to have any playoffs. We're going to just use him. So all the delegates, nobody else should run. And they did everything they could to get people off the ballot. And then the delegate people did go to the polls. They did vote. You've got kind of communistic. You got lots of choices. It's Biden. so now you've got thousands of delegates. You've got about 1,100 delegates, I think. These are folks now committed when they get to the convention in August, committed to vote for Biden. Now, Biden's got a lot of power. The president has a lot of power. If he doesn't want to go, you can't get him to go. And that's all there is to that.
That's been one of the elements I've been trying to raise here. And I think it's good to sort of really ram it home to listeners, because some people have been saying, even some of our political commentators, Bruce, well, Biden should just step down, let Kamala Harris step in, or Newsom, or someone else. And I'm going, no. The way they ran their primaries, there's, as you say, thousands of people or 1,000-plus Americans who are pledged, or your word, committed to vote for Biden. So it's not an easy decision.
Yeah, they're by law committed. Or it depends on each state again. But overall, and so if he doesn't want to go, you can't get him out. Now, if he does go, if we do, you know, finally, if his lovely wife, Dr. Jill, would let go, because I think she's running the show, or it certainly appeared that way. And she's loving all the trappings of being the first lady. The power is wonderful. You know, you've got everything is given to you. Where am I going with this? So if he steps down, then that means he releases his delegates and a convention. That means an open convention, which is nuts, especially in the Democrat Party, because you'll never get a majority of people to agree on anything, on an open convention floor. So that'll be very entertaining.
I know it from New Zealand politics. Obviously, we're much, much smaller, but just about every political conference I've been to, it's what we jokingly call managed democracy, that the powers that be ensure that the votes are lined up and that things are tight and tidy and the party looks strong. So if I'm hearing you right, if Biden steps away, they have their big convention as they must, and then it's just going to be a massive mess as thousands of Democrats are voting in their own particular ways, and it will... Well, you've got
Green, and, you know, everybody with their own agendas, you know, so it's going to be different. And we don't really know. We're in uncharted territory. This hasn't happened before, where you have an incompetent president and is now laid bare where everybody can see it. We don't know what's going to happen. There are rules in place. Of course, as a sitting president, there's always the 25th Amendment. You can force him out for competency. We have lots of amendments. In fact, we were going to talk about the Bill of Rights today, but this kind of takes precedence.
It does.
On the 25th,
the president takes precedent.
The 25th Amendment is what?
The president takes precedent.
Yes, the president takes precedent. Well, the 25th Amendment, that was made because Franklin Delano Roosevelt had four terms, and they said, we're not going to ever do this again. And what happens if a president becomes incapacitated? Well, it goes to his individual cabinet, the Secretary of Labor and Treasury and Interior, and they have to make the decision as to whether to enact the 25th Amendment. And then it goes to Congress. So, people are looking at that. And then the scary thing is...
The Republicans wouldn't want that. I mean, Biden's a lame duck. Now, surely Republicans and Trump will want him to stay.
The Republicans, absolutely. Stay as long as you like, until November. and then we'll beat you soundly. sure. No, this is all, the left has painted themselves into a very bad corner with the commitments, and now we have an obvious competency problem. Meanwhile, we were talking about what's going on the ground. The Trump syndrome delusion, just absolutely irrational hate for the man, remains. So did you ever see the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
I did, years ago.
Will they just prop up this guy and everybody else just works behind him. And Trump he's loving it. He's way up in the polls. He's winning by a lot, he says. He looked good. But the derangement, it's anybody but Trump kind of thing. he could be an incompetent president, but they're going to vote for him.
Rational, if I might say, those who are not suffering the derangement syndrome, do they see, though, a massive ego? So, watching the debate, Biden completely out of it. But, for Trump, certainly a New Zealander, everything was amazing. Everything was perfect, best ever. Do people buy that? Because it can't be possible.
Oh, he's Well, we've watched Trump now for many years, and he is prone to being a blowhard and hyperbole. It's the greatest, the biggest. It's huge. I've never seen, it's never happened like this before. I'm the best. It's the greatest. You're about to hear the best speech. He goes on and on. It's, and it really makes some people really angry, but he's Trump. That's what you're going to do.
So people sort of just factor that in and go, that's just him.
Yeah, he's blowvading. He's just, you know, going off. But he's had one heck of a good week with the debate, and now with the Supreme Court's decisions that have come down in the past couple of days, they finally closed up shop. And the one that everybody was waiting for was the immunity case. And very, very complicated. This is one for the ages. It's not just a political thing. But what the Supreme Court did was kind of like what Solomon did. They split the baby in half and said, you can be tried if you can't be tried if you're doing something official. You can be if you're not. You go, what? How does that work? Like if he gives a bad order and blows somebody up who happened to be innocent, kind of like what they did in Afghanistan with the guy and his family. He can't be sued for that. But if he's at a press conference and he's talking to reporters and one of the angry reporters should get angry with him and he picks up a paperweight and throws it at him, yes, he can be tried for that because that's not an official duty of his to throw things. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
It does. Well, but as you say, a huge win for Trump because this is all around the January 6th cases and he's been arguing that a lot of what he did was official. So I suppose the downstream effect is that a lot of the charges, is it Jack Smith or someone's trying to push that a lot of the charges will just fade away?
Yes, yes. This means there will be no more trials for Trump before the election. And today it just came down that even in the New York case, that crazy money payoff to a hooker or whatever. anyway, that will be delayed until after the Republicans' convention, which is in 2 weeks. So Trump can be there and be nominated in person. There was a question as to is he going to accept the nomination from prison? I mean,
so as you say, a huge successful week for him. I mean, tell me, Biden went on TV a couple of days ago and attacked the Supreme Court. He's used his prime time presidential, I don't know, is it not advantage, but prerogative. You know, they're allowed to get prime time TV, and he's gone on and basically used it to attack Trump and to attack the Supreme Court. I mean, if another president did that, they'd be accused of all sorts of calumnies. I mean, are Americans talking about that? A man using his advantage, if you will, as president to attack his opponents? Because normally these would be discussions about world affairs and other things. I mean, is that being discussed?
Well, he just did it last night. Since you guys are 18 hours ahead of me, it's already tomorrow where you are. He just did it last night, and it was a teleprompter speech. He didn't say it. Somebody else wrote it for him. No, I don't think anybody even noticed. Sure, he can use what we call the bully pulpit, the power of the incumbency. That presidential seal carries a lot of weight. We're going to see it a lot more often. But no, not really. His bounce back or his response to what we call SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States. I don't think anybody noticed.
People like myself then clearly following things too closely. I was like, oh my God, he stood up, lackluster press conference, just using it to attack his opponents, and they wouldn't take any questions. But it pretty brings me back to what you were mentioning earlier. I mean, if he's effectively checked out and doesn't know it, because I actually feel, I'll be honest with you, Bruce, I feel sorry for Biden. I think it's actually quite cruel what's happening to him. So who is behind him? Obviously his wife. And I hear a lot of people making a big thing of Dr. Jill. You might need to explain that. But yeah, who's Who's pulling the strings?
Oh, well, who is making the calls? We don't know. No one knows. It sure did look like the other night that Jill, I say doctor because she's got a PhD in education and she's a school teacher. But the Democrats, when Biden was running, it's Dr. Biden, doctor, doctor. She's a lady with a PhD. So what? But you can call her doctor if you want. She's certainly Biden's closest advisor. I mean, she's got his ear. Don't know. There's just all sorts of speculations. What was his name? Ron Klain, who is his chief of staff or former chief of staff, could be her, him, could be, she works in the, she was his national, Biden's national security advisor, but she might be talking about it. Or you could be just making dumb decisions. It's like Obama one time said, never underestimate Biden's ability to screw things up.
Well, on that last question then, because I can see Barack, amongst others, have thrown their support behind Biden. What is Bruce Pope's pick? What is going to happen? Is Biden going to step away or resign, or is he going to be the Democratic nominee? What's your pick?
Let me look into my crystal ball here. I don't know. On a total personal thing, I think Biden has got so much ego that he's not going to get out. Jill is going to be right behind him because she likes the trappings of being the president. And Nancy Pelosi came out today and said, all right, is this an episode or is this a condition? And some would say it's just an episode. He tends to freeze up. Well, that's cause for concern. If it's a condition, age, he's not going to get any better. He won't get out willingly, I'm thinking. He's going to get forced out. We're going to get Schumer and Pelosi and the royalty of the Democrats and say, look, Joe, this isn't going to work. So, 50-50.
Well, there's,
they don't want to lose, so I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, then, for my pick, for what it's worth, I think he's going to stay on. I could be hoist on that petard in the coming days or weeks. I could be found to be wrong. But as I talk to you this morning, I think he's going to hang around. But Bruce, I am so grateful you've come on and talked us through this.
I tend to agree with you, Simon.
Well, this is a good thing. Hey, well, Bruce, thanks for coming on and talking us through what's been a remarkable week in American politics. And I have no doubt there's more to come.
Oh, we've got a very busy summer. We've got two political conventions, the United States Olympics, and a whole bunch of hurricanes headed our way.
Well, so keep your head down with hurricanes.
Yeah, we've got a big one right there in the Caribbean right now. It just wiped out Barbados.
Oh, cool.
First cat five, of the season. Yeah, devastating in Barbados.
Well, good that you're in the north. Hey, Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Oh, such a pleasure, such a pleasure. We'll talk next week.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.